This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Pakistan-arranged peace talks between American and Taliban officials began today in the United Arab Emirates to push a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Washington has long maintained Taliban leaders are sheltering in Pakistan with covert support from the country's intelligence agency. Washington is urging Islamabad to use its influence to bring the insurgents to the negotiating table. Officials in Yemen say fighting between Shiite rebels and forces loyal to Yemen's internationally recognized government near the strategic port of Hodeidah has killed at least 12 people, wounded 25 from both sides. Hostilities follow an agreement at the UN-sponsored talks on a ceasefire in Hodeidah expected to begin on Tuesday. We asked Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal if the ceasefire actually will happen.
There's plenty of pressure on both sides to observe the ceasefire, and at this stage it looks a bit hopeful and that it could possibly hold.
United Nations says that Yemen's civil war, which began in 2014, has left 22 of the 29 million people desperately in need of aid. Protesters across France occupied dozens of traffic roundabouts, even as their movement for economic justice appears to be losing momentum on the fifth straight weekend of protest. Protesters are pushing for President Emmanuel Macron to resign, as well as some members of his government. Meantime, a fifth person has died from gunshot wounds in last week's Christmas market terror attack in Strasbourg, France. The gunman, identified as Sherif Shakat, also killed by police in a shootout. Shakat's father told investigators his son was a follower of the Islamic State. They claimed him as a soldier. This is VOA News. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen detained for reasons that are still unclear. China detained the two Canadians after Canadian police arrested senior Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou earlier this month in Vancouver on a U.S. warrant. Meng is out on bail, posting a possible transition to the United States and an extradition on charges of evading U.S. sanctions against Iran. Gordon Holden is director of the China Center at the University of Alberta in Canada. He says all of this is not good for Canada.
We're now in a situation where we're being criticized strongly every day in the press, the Chinese press, and accused of kidnapping a Chinese national. It's entirely a negative story. There's not a good side to it for Canada.
Canada believes Meng's arrest was a judicial matter in a case of Canada living up to its treaty obligations to the U.S. Saudi Arabia has hit back at a U.S. Senate resolution to end American military support for the war in Yemen and blames the Saudi crown prince for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Riyadh warned that it would not tolerate any disrespect of its rulers. U.S. federal government shutdown looms as President Trump weighs his next move on funding a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
Although the clock is ticking toward a possible partial government shutdown next Friday, there's no sign of urgency in Washington. The House is on an extended five-day weekend, and work won't resume until Wednesday night. The Senate is on a three-day break, with work resuming Monday. The key issue holding up a spending bill is President Donald Trump's insistence that funding for his border wall must be included. The president wants $5 billion, but Democratic leaders are offering no more than $1.6 billion. Without a resolution, parts of the federal government would shut down at midnight December 21st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May downplayed suggestions the government planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union. Joe Johnson, former British Minister of Transport, says a second referendum is necessary because of the current situation with Brexit.
We've spent 2.5 years negotiating a deal which is going to be completely unacceptable to Parliament. We have to find a way through. And to my mind, going back to the people and asking them to give the final say on whether they want to do Brexit on this basis or not is the right way to go.
Other current and former British officials say holding another vote on Britain's EU membership would settle very little in the country that voted in 2016 to leave the EU. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasant day again, and welcome to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And so make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, Cameroon, the sound of Papillon, and this is Jumba. And right after that, Amor's Jakaba by Janja and Dito of Cape Verde. From Cape Verde to Tanzania, Bob Ahisha in Batoja. But let's get started with Jumba by Papillon of Cameroon.
Des internationales du maréchal Moutanguinha en avant. Amama mbele mambo logeo nambo na mimi ya senyaye. Amama mbele mambo ologeo nango na mimi ya senyaye. Le fils du maréchal, le cheval de base. Panangona mini mi amor, iya barende la pina, bene la bewande, bene bena mumba, de wande me poitenge, bate samambusa jumbe, de jumbari poitenge, banengere de mbungaye.
On ne peut vendre du luxe dans la poubelle. C'est bon, c'est bon. C'est bon, c'est bon. C'est bon, c'est bon.
Banayo langwe mbamboe basita kisewa to bunyaye.
Passa
e quem é que dá um corte?
Dá tempo, deixa vai.
Se bucra vai, vai, vai. Se bucra sai, sai, sai. Se bucra vai, vai, vai. Se bucra sai, sai, sai. Se bucra vai, vai, vai. Se bucra sai, sai, sai. Se bucra vai, vai, vai. Se bucra sai, sai, sai.
pekabo kagi Shaba zunaba kwe pekabo kagi Shaba koloba kwe pekabo kagi Shaba nyabi ye pekabo kagi Shaba nobo se pekabo kagi Shola gilo pondo tuempe na koyeka Tuki mabele hanyaka
Batoja by Bob Aisha of Tanzania. Before that, Amol Jakaba by Janja and Dito of Cape Verde. And then Jomba by Papillon of Cameroon. This is The African Beat. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show, and now the beat goes to Sierra Leone, AB4U in Crazy For You, courtesy of Paradise Records. And after that, South Africa is our next stop, Malaika in Amasilongo, and then to Zambia, Angela Nyirenda in Tijobe Jobe. But first, I'm Crazy For You, AB4U from Sierra Leone.
Anything we can do, where you can tell me how you like me, how you know go on for left me. They left today, where I can remember, say you know they can bomb me now me heart. The way where we pass, you know been tell me you they go pass when I later I know for say now something I do or for say now you not true. Gonna now I really know say I they fall for you. Jordan member, you
going crazy for you,
and now I really know say I didn't miss you.
Going crazy for you,
sit down in my room, the member
going crazy for you.
Oh, how I miss you, I miss you.
Crazy, crazy, I'm going crazy for you, baby. Crazy, crazy, I'm going crazy.
Another time I remember, back in September, where we been for dumb, yeah for dumb, bam bad weather, where you be hold me tight and make I feel right, you been kissing rub me body baby all night, so well we not been the first, but some 10 day I regret to I can left you, for all the thing that you can do, with you walk a bow, you be feel say I no go no, keep it be end of what they wait like I come on, just come on. Jordy member, you
going crazy for you,
and now I really know say I didn't miss you.
Going crazy for you,
sit down in my room, the member
going crazy for you.
Oh, how I miss you, I miss you.
Crazy, crazy, I'm going crazy for you, baby. Crazy, crazy, I'm going crazy.
Everything you do. Yeah, when I'm next to you, you make me hot, so baby, just come on. Get next to me and let's play on. You drive me crazy, that I must confess. And I'll never settle down for nothing less. You drive me crazy, that I must confess. And I'll never settle down for nothing less. Crazy for you, baby. I'm going crazy.
I miss you.
Crazy for you, baby. I'm going crazy.
See, I go to you Monday and you not there. I go to Tuesday, baby, and you not there. We are check Wednesday, baby, you not there. Thursday, I go there and baby, you not there. Friday, I been the last day. Where I go there, baby, I check you now. You also you not there. Waiting for say, eh, for say you don't run away.
Hey, I don't know what I go do today. My joy remember you.
Going crazy for you.
And now I really know say I didn't miss you.
Going crazy for you.
See don't have me room, remember.
Going crazy for you.
Oh how I miss you. I miss you.
African beats. kuja kuseka kuchosa misozi aya chifukwa chake masiku ano akazi ya mbili ya mapita umamuwa umamantu kankalaka musango kakutika pika Friday na chivelu azimai kunkala we are going out we are going So saziva kuti going out yo ni kufuna kuiva lako my problems e oh mwe bantu ambili anena kuti amuna watu amatisia teka nyumba mwe bantu tieni tivale kwa mafuta onse
Yeah.
Jobe by Angela Nyirenda of Zambia. Before that, Amasilongo by Malaika of South Africa. And A Before You of Sierra Leone and Paradise Records in Crazy For You. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington and I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is Bonka by DJ Arafat of the Ivory Coast.
See you.
ko simaza simaza loloka na ngola kolingi loko sambeto na mwanange ngola ngilingo loko simbe nwanga na ngoba kwa nange obangi nangwa obangi nango tena ngwa kela kisala boti mabolo basi masema sosi bambwa ngolo kinange
Arafat of the Ivory Coast.
African beats.
Betty by Ambassador of Uganda. And so stay close, I'll be right back, and when I come, we get the final tracks going. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back, and this time music flows across the continent. Senegal is going to be our next stop. Abraham Pipo Diop in Barabamba. And right after that, our final stop today will be the Democratic Republic of Congo with Ngaite by Franco and Joski Kiambukuta. But first, Barabamba by Abraham Pipo Diop of Senegal.
Oh,
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned! Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Van.
And Joski Kiambukuta,
of the DRC. And before that, Barabamba by Abraham Pipo Diop of Senegal. Wow, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
Pepe a bolingo, ezi pa ki sasa, ngai senayo, ngai senayo.